Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, World Bank charges government to focus on aggressive revenue mobilization to deal with external threats to economy and debt distress concerns. Also coming up, inflation to resume downward trajectory in April. We hear from GCB Capital Plus. Banking consultant Dr. Richmond Itiane blames high-performing loans on harsh economic conditions faced by businesses. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwan. Thanks for joining us. Happy holidays to our Muslim friends, and a special hello to our friends listening from KTU Radio. First up, the World Bank is asking government to do more in the area of revenue mobilization to deal with external threats to debt distress concerns. Now, it's coming after the bank warned that Ghana's economic recovery could be affected badly by external developments and happenings in developed economies. Dr. Andrew Dabalin is chief economist at the World Bank and argues that taking a decisive action on taxes is needed now by the government.
The frustration that the citizens feel about taxes is understandable because, you know, maybe they don't, you know, maybe the way the taxes are spent is not efficient. Even if you don't increase taxes, you can still collect more taxes of what is owed now. And in a way, I think it's really, really important for the governments to demonstrate that they're going to use these taxes properly, efficiently, and transparently, so that then citizens can see that, in fact, the taxes that they pay are leading to meaningful development outcomes and impacts, right? So I can totally see why people are frustrated, but at the same time, if you don't pay taxes, then you can't finance your investments and your development, right? And you're always constantly going to be either too dependent on outside forces or subjected to too much volatility in your economy, right? And that is not a desirable outcome either.
You heard Chief Economist at the World Bank, Dr. Andrew Dabalin, speaking to Joy Business from Washington, D.C. Now, unionized transport operators have failed to secure government's approval to increase fares by some 20% this week. There's more in the following report on details of a crunch meeting with the Minister of Transport.
Government in this meeting argued that more data is needed to justify the margin of increase in transport fares that the various unions were pushing. This is because government maintained that current development and the various model does not warrant the margin of increase being proposed. They therefore reached an agreement for a new date should be set to try and finalize negotiation on increase in transport fares. There is currently gentleman's agreement that any time price of petroleum products go up by more than 10% in a quarter, that should trigger negotiations between government and the transport operators for an increase. Joy Business is also learning that another reason why no deal was reached is that some of the unions at the meeting did not have the national chairman around. Therefore, government was worried that any agreement reached may end not bidding on all of them. The Transport Ministry has now set April 17, 2024, that is next Wednesday, as a new date for talks to resume on possible increased transport fares. But for some, with the inflation rate that has started going up, with the March rate hitting 25.8%, some are worried about the impact of fares going up on the economy and the cost of living going forward.
Now, banking consultant Dr. Richmond Itiani has said that banks cannot solely be blamed for the high non-performing loans recorded in the financial sector. According to him, the over 20% non-performing loans is a reflection of a weak economy and its impact on businesses. Dr. Itiani is of the view that businesses are not able to pay back their loans due to the harsh economic conditions, which make private sector operators run at a loss.
The banks are only part of the problem. But let me tell you, if you have higher inflation, higher depreciation, higher operational taxes, and when you have new energy prices where it cannot be predicted, where you have electricity that cannot be predicted, all these things dovetail to the non-performing. Go and read any other literature. This tells you that the micro environment also allow the non-performing to come in. There's a whole write-up on it.
I know. But hold on, Dr. Etiahine. You've talked about...
No, let me land. The only factor that you ask the bank that, what is their contribution to this higher non-performing? If they haven't lent to, say, construction, government buildings, or government roads, they wouldn't have...
Banking consultant Dr. Richmond Itiani. Now, Ghana Post is prepared to use its post offices across the country as well as its international partnerships to support small and medium enterprises increase their market access. This is assurance from Managing Director Bice Osekofo. According to him, the company has formed alliances with many international bodies to give it access to some international markets that Ghanaian SMEs will benefit from. He made the commitment at the signing of an MOU with the Ghana Enterprises Agency.
Bringing people who are into creating things with their hands and, you know, bringing them access to markets, and considering the presence of Ghana Post, I mean, we are in 320 places in Ghana, and considering our network with the Universal Postal Union, we are also able to send items to everywhere in the world. Currently, the only place we are not sending things to is Russia and Ukraine because of the ongoing impasse. But apart from that, every other place in this world, you are guaranteed that Ghana Post will be able to deliver an item. So I'm happy with this project, and even more enthused by the fact that the project also has a portal, e-commerce portal concept that is aligned to it.
Bice Osekofo is Managing Director of Ghana Post. Now, turning to one of our top stories this morning, inflation is expected to resume its downward trajectory in April 2024 after recording a sharp increase in March, the highest in 4 months. That's according to GCB Capital. The research arm of the investment bank is projecting a 1% decline in headline inflation for April, but still above the February 2024 number. Here's more.
GCB Capital flagged fiscal risks and potential speculative foreign exchange pressures due to uncertainties as risks to the inflation outlook. Therefore, while it expects favorable base effects, the implementation of the new cash ratios reserve directive and the continuously tight monetary policy stance will restore the disinflation process from April 2024. These outlying risk factors, it stated, could moderate this anticipated pace of disinflation through quarter two of 2024. Year-on-year inflation rose sharply in March 2024 to 25.8%, about 2,600 basis points increase. GCB Capital added that while it sees the March increase in inflation as transitory, the prevailing and emerging upside risks to the near-term inflation outlook remain pronounced. Amidst the lingering petroleum price pressures, Brent crude oil may be headed for $100 per barrel. It pointed out that the resultant increases in ex-pump petroleum prices, possible upward adjustment to transport fares, and their second-round effects represent a significant risk to the inflation outlook.
Meanwhile, the business community is urging the Bank of Ghana not to hasten an increment in the policy rate as a result of the sharp rise in inflation for the month of March. According to them, although the increase warrants urgent measures to reduce the rate, tightening the monetary stance would rather affect their survival. Chona Makpelu is the Great Accra Regional Chairman of the Association of Ghana Industries.
If they do not just increase the price of the policy rate because inflation rate has gone up, we fully understand that they are using inflation targeting model in fixing their policy rate, but it affects industry in a big way. And we feel that we cannot merely have a situation where anytime there's increase in inflation rate, the policy rate goes up. It affects us. So we're asking the central bank this time around to consider not to hasten slowly in wanting to increase the policy rate. And all of us must come in to really make the call that the policy rate needs to be stabilized, as well as ensuring that inflation rate, every measure is taken to tackle the increase in inflation rate.
Great Accra Regional Chairman of the Association of Ghana Industries, Chonam Akpelu. Now, the Development Bank Ghana, as part of the Eid celebrations, has donated some food items to the Nsawam Medium Security Prisons and the Senior Correctional Center. According to the acting head of corporate social responsibility at the bank, Barbara Ricketts, the gesture is aimed at supporting the two institutions and would help to reform inmates.
As we all know, Ramadan is a significant festivity that is being observed by the Muslims. And in this month, they usually